The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valenti and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment and is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. We have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I want to tell you something. It's rare that we got Hebert here on a Tuesday. So I'm going to make you an offer.
Well, I knew Coach was staying in New Orleans, so that's why I came on.
Coach, I'm going to make you an offer. I can't offer you Hebert money to come sit with me, but we have an opening from 4 to 6 if you want to come do sports talk with me.
Hey, I'm in. Listen, I'm always worried about having time over money, because you ain't got to pay me much. I need a little security, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Coach, it's been an eventful, certainly, weekend, and what happened in the transfer portal, you know, the way it's clipped, man, they got to do something about this. I think it's wrong for the game and everything else. But in your particular deal, you had people call it, and you had told me that, hey, listen, I'm happy here at Tulane. Now, we would never say never, because Sean Connery said that, and he did a bunch of James Bonds after it too. But it was, for now, Tulane is your spot, and you had options. But for you to stay here, that says something about, one, about you, and the other thing about the university.
Yeah, well, you know, first and foremost, I'm grateful to be here. I chose to be here when I took this job a year ago, and my intent when I came here wasn't to be here for 1 year. That wasn't the plan or the vision. I don't listen to all the chatter about different opportunities. You know, I said this yesterday. I don't really even get involved. I guess it was 2 days ago. Now my days are running together, but I don't even really get involved with any of the conversations. Like, I keep it all at arm's length away. You know, people know, they don't call me. They call the people that represent me and do my contract.
Right.
And so I don't even engage in conversations. Now, once the season's over, which our conference championship was over last Friday, there's it might be a conversation or two, and I have them. I had a couple. And after having a couple, was there probably a thing or two I could have done? There probably was. But it just didn't feel like it was the right place, right time, right fit. And I felt like the place I was at was the better right place, right time, right fit. And so once I got done having a couple of those conversations, I felt like Sunday night I just wanted to end all the BS speculation. For me, it only really went on for 24 hours, because I waited until after our game to even have a whole lot of real dialogue. And so I had some dialogue, listened to some people, heard them out, said, hey, I'm going to stay where I'm at. And, you know, our players are doing the same thing nowadays. I'm not against the portal. I'm not against NIL. I am against adults advising young people to do things that are not really probably in their best interest, but they're just trying to be a leech and collect a paycheck off of a kid, you know, a little bit. And
right.
Look, my paycheck's based upon our players' success too, but I'm here mentoring them, investing in their lives, trying to develop them. The world we live in now, you have some people that are simply trying to shop kids to figure out, hey, where's the biggest bag? Instead of, hey, where can the kid be compensated, be taken care of, but also really grown, developed, nurtured to become their best? And so we live in a, you know, a little bit of a chaotic world that sometimes I don't get caught up in all the mess. I think all you can worry about is what you can control. And the players that leave, I wish them well. I got no ill will to any player that is leaving our program. Darian Mensah, I love him. He's, you know, nobody in college football knew Darian Mensah's name a year ago this time. And when I got here, everybody on this coaching staff that was here, they all called him Mensah. They didn't even know how to say his last name properly. And so, and now everybody knows his name pretty good. I love the kid. Support him. You know, hate that he's leaving. Can't change it that somebody. Some people around him wanted to make a decision that they thought it was best for him to go chase greener pastures, and that's okay. And we're going to move forward and charge ahead. We got a lot of holes to fill. The portal has nicked us a little bit here, but we'll reload, we'll recalibrate, and we'll attack.
Now, Coach Emerald, talking about challenges and, you know, how you handle adversity. You look at the Gasparilla Bowl. That's kind of intriguing. Before you know it, it's going to be here December 20th against the Florida Gators. Coach Billy Napier, we're familiar with him, that Louisiana connection. Nice place to have a bowl, Tampa, Florida. It's going to be 2:30 p.m. on December 20th on ESPN, so you get a lot of exposure there. But how do you handle in the team right now? Because it's a different mindset. The season's over. But all of a sudden, you had some adversity, and you've lost now two in a row where Florida has momentum. They've won three in a row. Seems like Coach Napier, they turn around. Boy, they beat LSU. They beat Ole Miss, Florida State. So that's going to be a big challenge looking when it's going to come December 20th. And then you want to also, you weren't here, but I'm looking at the Wave. The Green Wave is looking to avoid their first three-game skid since they lost eight in a row in 2021. You know, like winning streaks and losing streaks, you got to stop or stop those losing streaks and keep the momentum rolling when you're winning. But it's challenging at times how you handle adversity.
Yes, the adversity is real sometimes. We lost two in a row, which sucks. And like you said, Florida's got it rolling. I think they're probably got the momentum, you know, ascending on their side as much as anybody in college football. A lot of it's really kind of started when they put the Lagway kid in at quarterback.
Yep.
He's, you know, he's a talented kid. He's a youngster who's playing the position at a high level. He's got good people around him, and Billy does a great job. But, you know, the hardest part is, honestly, this is almost not even like a part of the season anymore with the way things are going, because the kids we got that have gone to the portal, they're not even playing the game. And so I'm going to this game, Bobby, I got Ty Thompson is going to start at quarterback, and behind that, I don't have a scholarship backup. So if you want to come play, I'll take you.
Coach, you haven't seen him throw lately. I'm going to tell you.
No, I can hand it off.
I don't need him to throw. I need him to hand the ball off. All right?
I can do that. I can hand it off and get him fired up.
Yeah. Hey, I need somebody who knows the snap count, knows how to break the huddle, knows how to hand it off.
Right. I think I could do that. Yeah, we'll win in the trenches.
Coach, the last two games, the recipe how you won earlier was all about control of the running game up front, basically with Mekhi Hughes, and stopping the run on the defensive side of the football. That, to me, it's simple. If you can't run the ball and you can't stop the run, you ain't winning a lot of games. And that's, I think, where it's sort of you lost it the last 2 weeks, the ability to have that running game and to stop the run.
No doubt. Well, the two critical areas in the last two games where we have really been on the wrong side of the ledger, the run game and then the turnover margin. You know, we were -3 against Memphis. We were -2 against Army.
That ain't good.
And we got outrushed. we got outrushed by a ton of yards in both games, too. Well, if you go -2, -3, and you get outrushed by more than 150, 200 yards, you ain't going to win. I don't care who you're playing. And so you know, I tell people all the time, you throw to score, but you run to win. If you can't run the football, you ain't winning very often. And so we gotta get back on track here. And it ain't going to be easy against this bunch we're getting ready to play. I mean, the Florida Gators, they've been playing as good as anybody against, like you said, the likes of LSU and Ole Miss and some of these folks they've been on their little run with recently. And so we have a tough task ahead. We've got to be smart about how we play the game. We've got to protect the football, and we've got to be better in the ground game for sure.
Well, you know, Coach Summerall, looking at Florida leads the series 13-6-2, and they won 11 in a row. But the last time you won, so it was like World War II, 1946. And 1946 is the last time Tulane and Tulane was in the SEC then when they beat Florida, 1946.
Right.
So, Coach, you can make a little recent history if you can pull off the game against Florida.
Hey, look, I'll take any kind of positive recent history we can make. You know what I'm saying?
So, gotcha.
Yeah, we got our work cut out for us. I might show our guys a film from World War II and show them that's the last time we beat these guys.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, motivate them.
Yeah, let them know there'd be something pretty special. No, man, these guys are good. It's a great program. They got a lot of tradition, and I'm sure it'll be a great environment for a game. And we got to go play really good against a quality opponent. And you know, we ain't got our full deck of cards, but we're gonna go play the ones we got.
Coach, you have a connection with Billy Napier?
You know, I never worked with him when he left. He left Louisiana Lafayette
right
after the 21 season. I went to Troy after the 21 season.
Okay.
So never, really, I've always respected him. Think he does a great job. I have a ton of respect for. Really, when I got to Troy, to be candid with you, Louisiana Lafayette had been the class of that league, and so. When I took the job at Troy in December of 2021, I studied Louisiana Lafayette. And I was like, how have they been doing it? Because they're in the same division as us. And then we did some things similar to them, and we ended up winning that league the 2 years I was at Troy, right after Billy had kind of run the league for a little while. And so a lot of respect for him. I actually know his brother a little bit better. I know him. His brother's a high school coach over in LaGrange, Georgia. But a lot of respect for him and his staff. I know his staff a little bit, some of those guys, Austin Armstrong and Ron Roberts and some of those guys, and really, really good group of people. They've done a great job.
Coach, talked to Tommy Rybeck today, and I know you told me last week the toughest Rybeck in the family was his sister. He said, tell Coach he is 2,000% right.
No, his sister Libby, look, His brothers, John, Joe, Mike, and then there was Tommy, but Libby was the toughest one of all of them. So she was a pit bull. Now you didn't cross her.
Well, I think she went to Georgia Tech, and then
she's in the service, like jumping out of planes and stuff. Today.
That's what I'm telling you. She's a certified like
kick ass.
She's the real deal. she's the real deal now. She's probably I know she's the toughest one, and she's probably the smartest one in that family too. Right? So, hey, it's hard to be the toughest one in that family. I don't know if it's hard to be the smartest one. I don't know, but that's a tough family right there. I love Tommy, love Tommy. I'm so happy for him. He did a great job for Coach Rebo for a long time over there, and hats off to Tim. What an amazing career in the state. And then, but very happy for Tommy. He graduated behind me. He was a freshman when I was a senior in high school. And, I'm so proud of what he's doing and what he's accomplished. And really good football coach. Good guy, man.
I told this to Coach Rebo when he told me he was going to retire. I said, Coach, I did that. You're going to hate it. The first 2 weeks is okay. But then after that, man, what the hell am I doing? It's like you don't have no place to go that you really have to. And I said, man, you better have a feel there somewhere because you're not going to like it real well.
Yeah, you can only, fish or golf so much?
Man, and it comes to an end.
And it's funny you say that. So during this coaching carousel, one of these guys, they just got let go in this cycle. a couple of weeks ago, we talked the other day, and he's like, man, I'm so bored, I don't know what to do, you know. But it's good to stay busy, that's for sure.
Well, Coach Imran, we're glad you are staying in the Big Easy because I think you're truly special what you did in your first season. Now, we were excited about Coach Fritz, but I can tell you the public's way more excited about you. I ain't BSing you. I'm telling you the truth.
And he's right, Coach. Bobby's right on that.
Well, I appreciate it. I got a lot of respect for Willie, but I'm fired up to be here. Love New Orleans, love Tulane, and can't wait to keep working here.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always our pleasure to have you on.
And all right, thank you, Coach Summerall. And Mike, as we go to the break, we got a special guest, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll introduce him. But Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.